Hey guys, welcome back to Mindset Managed. I just wanted to take a moment to say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. If you don't celebrate, that's fine, then have a good week anyway. But this is Christmas week for the majority of us, for a lot of us, especially in the Western world. And it is a happy time of year, a festive time of year. We're all in the spirit of giving and receiving and spending time with our loved ones. However you choose to spend Christmas, I hope that you do have a good day. I hope that you don't overdo it. I hope that you don't, you know, overeat or, you know, drink too much or, you know, burn yourself out. It's meant to be a time where we feel happy, where we feel excited, where we give because we want to give, not because we feel obliged to. Don't feel this pressure to spend so much money that you put yourself in a bad situation. Christmas should be a time where you are happy, where you come to January feeling excited rather than feeling like a lot of us do, like we're in debt, like January is such an arduous month because you've ran out of money. That's not a good position to put yourself in, and I don't want that for you guys. I want you to be smarter than that. I want you to be in the mindset of if somebody loves you and if you love them, then it doesn't matter how much you spend on them, how many things you get them. If you are there with them or you spend time with them or you give them like even a small gift, then that should be enough. You shouldn't have to, I don't know, bend over backwards to please people, basically. Anybody who doesn't understand that is probably not somebody who truly loves you anyway. That being said, I hope that you are in a good spirit, and whether you spend Christmas with family or alone, whether you celebrate Christmas or not, it's still a good time of year to start thinking about what you want and what you need in your life. So this podcast today is called All I Want for Christmas, because it's kind of the time of year where you can ask for things, you can start thinking about what you want and what you need, what are the gaps in your life. And of course, with the new year coming, it's time to set goals, it's time to set intentions, it's time to think about what you want to bring into the new year and the new decade. So when I say this, maybe the first thing you've thought of was material things. Maybe you want a car or a house or, I don't know, a desk, like I wanted a desk and I've got one now and it feels great. But I want you to think about less obvious things, things that actually are more important. As long as you've got a roof over your head, as long as you've got food on your table, then you are good. You are in a good position. You are lucky. And there's not much that we as humans need to survive. Obviously, there's lots of luxuries or, you know, little helpers, things that help us to live our lives better. But in general, we don't need a lot. Instead, think about what you need internally. So for me, I want the strength to make better decisions, to be more sure of myself, to be less afraid of making the wrong decision, to trust myself, to trust my gut, to trust my intelligence into making better decisions, because that's one of the things that I've struggled with a lot in the past few years. Another thing is to have the courage to create. I am a creator, I'm a writer. And I want to keep doing that without the fear of getting it wrong or the fear of judgment or, you know, comparing myself to other people or anything like that. I just want to create because I love it. I want to create because I enjoy it. I want to create because I'm good at it. And I want to keep getting better with every new piece of work that I create, every new piece of work that I share. Another thing is that I want to have the ability to reach out to people, to be fully present with the people that I love, the people in my life, to not let people get forgotten about. It can be so easy to spend time with just one person. Say you're in a relationship like I am, it can be so easy to just spend time with your partner all the time. But there are other people in your life who mean a lot to you. So we should spend time with our parents, with our siblings, with our grandparents, with our friends who we don't see as much because we're all in relationships and we're all working. You can still reach out and see them or message them at least for you all to know that you're still there, you still care. And that's something I want to do more in 2020. I want to have better relationships and I want to have, you know, I want to be more present in those relationships to give myself my best self to those people. I want to forgive more easily and be kind more easily and be less stressed and upset in relationships and instead just be with that person and be happy and be fun. And yeah, I want that more. I want to bring that back, that self that is just a little more carefree. I want to read great books. I want to have books in my life. Like, it's sad that, and not many of you may know, but I've not always been an avid reader. I've been somebody who's always been interested in books. Of course, I've wrote them since I was young, but I haven't been somebody who's read actively for a long time. And it's only later in life, probably about 17, 18 years old, that I actually started to read. And it's only in my 20s that I've become, you know, more fluent with it, who, you know, read book after book after book. And that's quite sad. So I kind of feel like I'm playing catch up. It kind of feels like there's a long list of things that I want to read, all different genres, all different authors that I haven't even dabbled in at all. And so in 2020, I want to be more avid, more passionate, more active in my reading, to keep going and going and going. And if there's a book that's not quite sitting right with me, then I need to set it aside. I haven't got time to waste on it. I'm going to get another book and read that one instead. There are so many books out there, so many stories to be told, so many characters' lives to live. And I want to just read and be inspired, and to write and to be inspired. And that's what I really want to bring into 2020 with me. So that's what I want for Christmas, definitely. Another thing that I want for Christmas is to be able to go out and walk my dog without it feeling like a task, without it feeling like a chore. You know, he's so happy to go on the walks, and I should be so happy that he is so happy. And having him in my life this past year has been amazing. It's kept me from being lonely. It's kept me from being lazy. You know, I've lost weight, the weight that I've been trying to lose. I've lost that weight purely by having a dog, by having a little small animal that needs a walk 2-3 times a day. That has helped me to lose weight naturally, easily, just throughout the year. And I think that is so amazing. It's so beautiful. And he's just this beautiful bundle of joy that is so happy to see me every time I come through the door. And I'm so happy to see him, and I'm happy to sit with him, and I want to appreciate him and to give as much as he needs. You know, I am important to him. Me and my partner, this little home that we have, we are his whole world. And so nobody else is going to give him the world but me and my partner. And so I want to do that more actively. I want to ensure that he has the best life, because he deserves it. He loves me so much, and I love him so much. And I just want to make sure that I continue to be the best owner, the best, you know, little dog parent that I can be. Another thing that I want for Christmas is perspective. I want to be able to see things more clearly, like I said, is my 2020 motto. I want to see things more clearly. I want to be less afraid, be less judgmental, be less stressed, be less anxious, be more sure and trusting and intuitive, and to just go along with things because they feel right, and just to see what happens. You know, I want to take things a lot less seriously, because I stress myself out and worry myself so much about things, and I just don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to be that person anymore. I want to be the me that feels strong and confident and happy most of all. And I know that I cause a lot of my own unhappiness. So in 2020 and for Christmas, I want that to be gone. I want that part of me to slowly sift away, because I know it doesn't happen straight away. I know these things take time, but I want to slowly chip away at it. Now that I am beginning to understand myself more deeply, I've worked on my emotional health lately, my spiritual health, and that has been really eye-opening this year. And so I'm really grateful for that. And I hope to carry that knowledge forwards, and to treat myself more kindly, and to look at myself, at life, at others, at the world with a clearer mindset. So I'll leave it at that. I don't really want to do a long one. I'm, you know, winding down the year, so I'm a bit, you know, taking it easy. But I don't know if I'll do a podcast next week. We'll see, because obviously it's Christmas week. So if I don't, then Happy New Year, and I'll speak to you in 2020. But if I do, then I'll speak to you next week. But I just want to say, I hope you will have a good holiday season, whether you celebrate it or not. I hope that you start to think about what you want and need in your life internally, who you want to be, what you need, what tools you need, how you need to look at things, and how you can be your best self in 2020. What you can rethink and shift within yourself to be a better, more beautiful, more healthy, more happy version of you. So take care, guys. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and all the good vibes are sent your way. I really appreciate you for sticking with me for the whole of the year. I really, really do. I enjoy this podcast. I know it's not perfect, and I hope to continue it for 2020 to only get better in 2020. But yeah, we'll see. Take care, guys. Bye.